hello there. And welcome to the podcast. Oh, what podcast is it?
Sponsored by Bad Weekend Productions.
Is that Heyoka King? It's called the Heyoka King because he's a Heyoka and his last name is King, and his podcast is Heyoka King Podcast. Welcome to the Heyoka King Podcast. Sit here, we be telling you about good shit, spiritual peace and bliss and all that shit, transmigrations of trying to basically just vibe and chill. It's very quite frank that the wisdom that can be surpassed by someone that's gone through the experience can be quantized, perhaps, in the minds of others. I found myself lost. Lost against the sea of sorrows once more. Something about the tame voice, the tame anger that came after subsiding into a gentle peace. Most recently, Friday, perhaps I'm in love with a new person. I did this thing. It was the season of the witch. Oh. And then we said to the witch, oh. Hey, witch.
What are you up to?
And then the witch said to us, oh. I haven't seen you in so long. It's so nice to hear from you. I'm sorry I had to cut off conversation. I was trying to not be an asshole and you were actively being one. Yeah. Yeah. Don't you understand the power that could have been, I said?
Of course I do. I do, but now I have a new path. And you must find a new path as well.
Stars gaze upon the moons and say, not done yet. I pale, I ache for you. Before I'm gone forever. How dramatic to still only be seen as insane in a net. But then I fell and I said on the dawn of the eve of the one of my fucking woke up and saw that it was the day, Friday on the love. I said, oh you, I hope you have a good day, top blessings and all that, good witch. And it seems the binding protective spell curse thing is gone. How much of a reality can I create? Because with this blessing, I've been granted freedom. Freedom from the protection and from the connection of the divine witch, but in a peaceful passing. No longer doomed to that cycle. And I'm a little stressed out about that. I understand at this point that it's been several years. But I understand the new blessings that have been blessed upon me because of this finding and offering of peace. I presented with the power. Who are you?
It's me, Dogio Man Stamp Tambos. Don't you read? then venture deeper into the ocean. And I went deeper in the ocean, and then I saw more people, but they weren't really people, and it wasn't really the ocean. And I was standing here in this little dream world. And it was so out of this world, yo. Cause now the connection to my old life, to the past life, severed in this memory, now gone. Leading with the truth, what will be done? New presence, a new move. No, sitting with the life with a more disciplined attitude. And if I'm telling you, it's gonna get a little bit way big better soon. But I'm trying to tell you that everything's fine. Sitting here, glimpsed at the sun, moving so gracefully in the new ride, hanging out, getting more smiles, sitting there. I feel like I can be me. I don't know, man. Something like that. The Dan Santano spell. The magic spell. The feelings are all gone. But they've been born anew. For perhaps feelings for someone else. As stupid as that fucking sounds. Hey, you should start putting yourself out there. Then you gotta go, oh, you. It's me. Like, you from now. We will have to fight that bad guy again in 4 years. So you're going to be fighting a significantly younger, basically the young bad guy. You fight the young bad guy that was the bad guy when you were the bad guy's age, when the bad guy was born at your age into fruition. This bad guy, however, was envisioned for a long time. Since I was 13, this entity has taken shape. But only as a potential force. And then finally when given a name. Well, it's 24 is when it took shape. So scary, the bad guy can be defeated by only defeating oneself. If I die, the bad guy goes with me. But if I proceed at this pace, the bad guy could take me over. Temptation, fate is to remain strong with the will of one's perseverance. Do you know what I mean? I had the ability to ascend to a new level of peace. Why didn't I? Why didn't I try? Who are you supposed to be? Government Ban Stambos, Tan Ban Hambo. I'm actually a hero.
Whoa! You know what fucking dumb it is, but also funny, to put every single badge individually on its own fucking thing, like a psycho, like a crazy psychopath. Like, hey, why is that badge on that, and that one on that, and then that one on that? Well, you gotta have S for tech badge. That's a standalone thing. And this is so I can get on the bus. Don't you understand, my friend? And then, look at that. Now you got the SM Tech badge and you got the school ID. The school ID is on its own lanyard. So it really gives it the real cap and function. I don't know, because I still have this keyring, though, but this keyring's too fucking thick to put any fucking keys on. Damn, it's like a centimeter thick, man. You can't put any keys on this keyring. I think that's a centimeter, probably.
And I got closer to the magical clutch. The contrast of who I was when I was weaker,
It's getting stronger because I'm becoming hopefully better.
Hey, in you. How are you?
It's been a while since I've seen you, Guns Glover. I'm okay. How are you? You must purge the bad guys with incense now!
Maybe it's something probably like Yamwan. Maybe it's something probably like Yamwan. I tell you, maybe it's fucking something like Yamwan. What do you know? I mean, it's possible. Am I crazy? Am I really crazy to think that? That maybe it's something like Yamwan? Come on. And today? In today's economy, especially? All right, call me the crazy one, then. So, I am Ryder King. I am the host and creator, the creative mind behind Heyo Cocaine Podcast and, the Bad Weekend, the Tainted Town Music, all of that kind of stuff that goes down, you know, the label that I got on there. So basically, I got myself the incense. Right?
Oh, yeah, we like that shit up.
Use your powers of wind! I did it! Pretty soon, with the jacket repaired, I will go from the measly 79% of my body back to the functionality. Of fucking 88%. And then a new righteous fleet has bestowed upon me. I have water, by the way. Ice cold agua de noche. Yeah. Sui. Very yum yum. I drink the water. I get the power to cool down and really chill. Because it's ice water. And that's what it's supposed to do. So I just lit this incense probably about a minute ago, I'd say. I don't fucking know. We're going to look at that at the 13-minute mark is when I started that incense. Just to get like an approximate amount of time when incense goes by, you know? So basically I found that being grateful while in the moment, being in the moment while thinking only of what's objectively in front of you is okay. You can do that. You really can let go of the past and think in the moment. And when you think in the moment, you're not letting other people, because, you know, fuck if a world tells you, you should listen to other people's perceptions, like, well, you should listen to mine, hear me out. And they say, no, we'll go, and hey, what are they going to do? If they can't hear you out, don't hear them out. That's what I'm telling you. Equivalent amendment and stage. You know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? Assert yourself. Don't be cruel, but assert yourself. Cruelty comes your way, friend. Also, when
great divine beauty comes in your direction.
You say to that, you say,
"You are great divine beauty. Ah, me, Big Boonga." And they'll love it. I'm telling you, they will. Then you want to know why?
Look at that fucking microphone between the MIDI. Look at that. Look at that.
Now I'm up here with the pop filter. I don't want to even know what it's like if I take it off, but it's in cardio mode. It definitely looks like there's more peaking. Or close to it. Yoink. Put you back over there. So basically, in the Mr. Hayoka King's dead band Stambos, I have the ability to fight the bad guy. You wouldn't believe this, but the bad guy can easily now be defeated by the sanguine blessings of peace that patience and determination and discipline has brought me. And gratefulness, has brought me the understanding that with hard work, you can defeat the bad guy. That guy's actually not that fucking powerful. It's just a boss. But you know who the real boss is? The one who figures out the fucking pattern that the boss moves in. Even if it's real life, it's gotta be a pattern. Oh! Because when that one's going on the mini keyboard, just going boing, boing, boing. And kick a boing, boing. We gotta just open something up so we can have some chicka boing boing in the background. Chicka the boing boing. Boing. Boink, 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 chicka boing boing. Oh! 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 Yes! Check this out. I don't know if this is going to pick up, but... Boing, boing. So basically, start out with a C. Then you go up, turn up that velocity. Play that funky music, white boy. Play that funky music now. Listen, you can't be stressed out. Because if you're stressed out, you're developing yourself a bad energy, and he goes, ah, ah. But if you develop yourself a good energy, I'll show you what happens. I'll show you. Come on, I'll show you. That's not good enough. It's not good enough. Is breaking.
Welcome to the Hayoka King Podcast. My name is Ryder King. So basically, I think I've become embaffled with the presence of being in the now more. So I recommend it. I definitely recommend being in the now more. I'm pretty sure instinctively there's a woman attracted to me. I'm pretty sure of it. And I'm pretty sure that if I communicate with her in a way that shows I'm sort of interested as well, maybe we can kind of just dual psychology it, and then I can ask her to dinner or something. But I became endowed with the blessing of fortitude through movement. A new me shall emerge, and that fortitude through movement shall melody, new found completion. Because I'm just a young man in the beautiful world. I fight the bad guy. I fight them. Ooh. This world's so beautiful. Don't you understand? My name is Ryder King. I once fought bad guys. Very powerful ones when I was younger. Something may have happened. But while it's fighting the bad guys, there's one thing I can oddly enough remember. Is for some reason, a lot of them had some sort of connection to the storms or the land. Or, I don't know, cosmic influences or physical fucking forces applied upon the universe, stuff like that. So I found out that the ultimate bad guy has to be outweighed by the potential of my strength, so I can find the true golden rays. Because right now, when it comes to the arc that I've acquired, is I've acquired the Amber Sun. And the Amber Sun is not good. It's a false... It heals, but it's a false representation of the true golden sun. Almost bronzy, you know? And then they have the Pale Sun. And the Pale Sun is not that good. At all, really. And I don't want to be the Pale Sun. That's not fucking good. So no one should want to do that. So it's my goal that I can pursue the now with the righteousness that's been blessed upon me and continue being a pretty good person and kind of helpful and more of like a wandering fixer-upper protagonist person. And I definitely want to give this lady some attention because she's a cool lady. She is a cool fucking lady. That's what matters. Oh, let's check out those assignments. You remember, stay on top of things. How many shits do I got, though? Turn an extra credit assignment portion of this bullshit. Turn in discussion 10. Oh. Click the link and listen to the podcast, write 6 sentences, and then watch 2 different videos and watch 6 sentences of each. Whoa! Okay. It does not say how long the sentences of the comments need to be. It says you need to write on 3 individual. You must post the 3 individual summaries in one post by 10 p.m. on Friday and make
comment a favorite classmate's post by 10 p.m. on Saturday. It does not say how long those comments need to be, so you can make it like, oh, I'm really enjoying it. This point was cool. And that's it. They don't say anything, the rubric. It doesn't say shit. So I... Oh, I might even work on this. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe real quick. But this extra credit thing I'm going to get done definitely on Tuesday. Because I got good grades. I got mostly stuff that's close to A's. And one thing that's close to a B. Oh. And I sit there and I say, oh. Do you remember the sound of beautiful nature? I was a wee man walking around in the sun like climbed down the steps. And I'd warp dash through the air because I was that powerful when I was that young. And I'd get in my car. And the window would go down just the right height for me to hang my hand out if I wanted to smoke a cigarette. And I'd drive around and I'd go. And I'd turn right, and then I'd back up and do a three-point turn, and then walk it out of there. Yeah? And I'd navigate the Gracelands of Delcia up in the north. Very fucking far. Neighboring the Sabade tribal grounds. Very peace, the mountain spirit. I did speak to the mountain spirit, and it's a big fucking moose. So it has been roughly 15 minutes, and this incense rod is still going, so that's cool. And then I found myself closer, to that same sunlight feeling. I was born into a new glow, perhaps. Thank you, Miss Witch. I hope you have a much joyous life, Miss Witch. You're right. It's time for that cow. Embraced in the house.